I remember once I offended a woman. I had just come back from Puerto Rico, and I noticed she was walking by, and she was wearing these, like, it was like 6-inch heels. It was just enormous, and I mean, it made her look really good. And I just noticed. I happened to say I wasn't crude or anything. I was just like, wow, the shoes make your figure look very beautiful. It looks great. And I can't remember exactly what was said back and forth, but she was not pleased. And so it goes to show the differences in social interaction that are expected or not expected.
Edwin Abar says compliments one gives to a member of the opposite sex, or piropos, are not received the same in America as they are back home. But other times, he says, he is pleasantly surprised.
So a lot of the times where I have thrown out piropos, with comments that aren't just about someone's clothing, oh, nice shirt or something like that, but it's actually complimenting a woman's body, her physical appearance, her hair. Most of the time, I consciously don't do that, because, you know, I know that it's simply not acceptable or not done here. And the few times that I have done it, I have had some good surprises, particularly with foreigners who are here. One time I complimented this Russian woman. It just came out of me. And at first I thought I'd offended her. But I noticed her hair. She had gray in it. She's a little bit of an older lady. And her hair, it was just gorgeous. And it just came out. I just said, my goodness, your hair looks gorgeous. And I mentioned how it framed her face, something like that. And at first she looked at me kind of surprised. And that's when I thought, great, I did it again. But to my surprise and thankfully, she was actually... she was glad that I'd done it, and she said, oh, thank you, Edwin. Thank you so much for at least noticing. And then she mentioned to me that she wasn't used to that anymore, being here. And it was a little bit funny, but she mentioned that not even her husband, who was American, would compliment her as much as she liked.
In French, when you say someone is gentil or nice, it also means simple-minded. For Dirk Arkard from Essen, Germany, Midwestern nice is fake.
Midwestern nice is a nice thing, but it's not always the truth. That's what I don't like. It's nice to be nice on the one side, but I miss the true nice. They're two-faced. So it's nice, but they don't really tell you if they like you until later. Sometimes you don't really... Me not coming from this culture, I cannot sense if they're just nice because they have to culturally, or if they're nice, if they really like me, and sometimes I don't get it, and then it's just a nice because they have to be nice, but actually they don't like me, or something like that. Makes sense? So it's just on the surface. You don't really get to the bottom of the people until very much longer. Where I'm from, it's straight out forward. You can sense if somebody doesn't want to talk to you and says, like, no, please don't sit by me on this table. I don't want to chat with you at the bar. I'm here with a friend. I do that here. People look at me funny, but... Like if I have a friend that I'm visiting with and somebody just joins me and I don't even know, I say, like, excuse me, but I'm having a conversation here and I'm not interested in talking to you. May not be nice, but it's the truth. And I appreciate that more. It considers people me to be rude, but that's something that I cannot sense. If people just, like, roll their eyes between each other, I don't get it that I'm actually not invited or something, that I'm not... They have to be nice because that's what their culture makes them to. So... I don't know. That's difficult sometimes, and that's something that I don't quite get.
How people greet each other is either acceptable or unacceptable according to cultures. Kashi Adhikari, who is from the Himalayan kingdom of Bhutan, says he uses namaste. Adhikari has had difficulty adjusting to the American bear hug. He doesn't understand people embracing each other like that.
We have our own way of greeting peoples. For example, sometimes we could see in the public places, American, they embrace each other, they kiss each other. They do that because that might have been their cultural things to do. But in our cultural context, we don't do that because we do namaste. When we meet with the people, first time we do namaste, we shake hands, we embrace, but we do not kiss each other. That is one of the new cultural things that our people are learning, and we are also learning too.
In the Himalayas, people may be more formal than in Latin countries where there is more touching. The concept of personal space can also vary across cultures. For Edwin, more space can mean a feeling of loneliness.
I hear that it's like 3 feet or something in the at least in the Midwest. I'm not sure about other places in the United States. But that's definitely something that you have to get used to coming back here to the States, the idea of not being touched at all. Of, you know, most guys in a social situation, you don't shake hands, you don't do the, you know, the guy hug thing. Whereas in Puerto Rico, in a social setting, you come in, you're expected to go shake every guy's hand. You, you know, the kiss the cheek of every female. And also the distance, the space when you're actually talking, it's much less. And especially women in Puerto Rico touch a lot more when they're conversing. And so to come back here, I definitely, it takes a little bit of time to get used to the distance between people. And it's not only me, but also some friends that I have. We usually, people feel a lot lonelier here because there isn't as much contact, actual skin-to-skin human contact.
In a global society, few in the world are left without some mixing of cultures. Midwestern nice, stoicism, and personal space might take some getting used to by immigrants in North Dakota. But eventually, some of those customs from immigrants also seep into American culture, like namaste and yoga and meditation. Society becomes ever-evolving. This is Erica Lawrenson for Prairie Public.